Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you and joining us on the show today over the phone. He'll be the opening act for the Parmalee Show in July in Nashville at the Washington County Fair. You can get your tickets now at thewashingtoncountyfair.com. His first name's Blake. Last name's got some red in it. It's Red Farron professionally. Good morning. How we doing, sir?
Good morning, man. What you know good?
Oh, I don't know nothing. That's for sure. First off,
I appreciate you having us on here, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We're glad that you're going to be coming to Nashville. Nashville, Illinois. I don't know if that's confusing.
Yes,
I don't know if that's confusing for you.
Yeah, it ought to feel like home.
It's pretty much the same type of people. That's for sure. We just don't. We have just a little different accent. That's the only difference, really, up here.
I love it, man. I'm really looking forward to it. I think that's going to be a fun one this summer, man.
Yeah, I think so. Parmalee's a great group, and we're glad to have you around. And, you know, thank you for the time, of course. First off, how is playing the Opry?
Oh, man, the Grand Ole Opry was a bucket list night for me. I'll be honest with you, man. I grew up 30 minutes from there, and I drove past there 1,000 times and just never imagined my name would be on that wall outside, you know. And, man, it was I'll just be honest, we got to go tour it, and we met everybody, and it was fun. And then I was like, well, I'll probably see y'all in 10 years. And it was just a couple months later they invited us out, man, and I still can't hardly believe it is real, man.
Yeah, that's amazing. I saw on your Instagram, I saw Jelly Roll in your Opry video, your kind of recap there. Did you just get to know him recently, or have you been friends for a while?
Well, I've been knowing Jelly through the grapevine for probably 3 or 4 years, and I would say the last year or so, you know, I did a show with him when he opened his bar, and we got the same security guards and stuff. Half our teams all kind of blend over, so we become buddies now, and hopefully y'all see us do some songs and on the road together one day. It'd be a blast, man. Couple Nashville boys doing it, man.
Right, and you guys both have that ability to kind of, you know, you guys can freestyle a little bit. You kind of have different influences, which kind of leads me into my next couple of questions here. I was reading about your bio.
Yes,
it said what for like 24 years you rode a motocross. You did some of that. Now, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind, man. I'm 32.
So okay.
Like you're saying, I spent the first 20 years or so on my dirt bike. And,
yeah.
And that was my first big dream, was I wanted to be a professional motocross rider. And I'm thankful I got to do that for a couple years. But I just got hurt so much that every time I had a good year going, it would end halfway through. And
yeah.
Ended up meeting Tyler Hubbard through dirt bikes, and he taught me about the songwriting industry, and man, it kind of the rest is history. I didn't have a clue the whole world existed in Nashville. I thought every band wrote where they was from.
Yeah, because you helped write with FGL and Nelly on that one song, right?
Yes, sir, a little bit. That was my first number one, and that was one of my first big cuts, you know, and it really helped me get roots in town and kind of believe in myself, you know. When I heard Nelly and T-Hub sing something that I wrote, I was like, well, heck, man, if it's good enough for them to sing, I might order sing me a few too. So that was kind of one of the catalysts that kicked off my artist career too, as we just got excited about that whole process. And man, I'm really thankful for them boys giving me the chance and cutting that song and teaching me how to write good country songs the last couple of years, man. It was really, really important time in my career, for
yeah,
sure.
Well, they're pretty good at it, aren't they? That's for sure.
So
I'm also 32. The reason I ask about your age, and the reason I ask about Jelly Roll, I know this is for you. We're focusing on you, but it all kind of blends into, because you know, he and, you know, Jelly Roll, so many others in country music right now are like blending and blurring kind of the lines of where things are going as far as the sound is. It's in a respectable way, I feel like. I feel like it's a nod to songwriters. You know, you got guys like Ernest and Hardy who are, you know, and Chris Stapleton, they're trying to be, you know, writers and do that thing, but also do everything else that they do. You know, Ernest got the song with Snoop, and Hardy's got a rock record. Anyway, legends, you know, in music, especially
yes,
in the
sir.
90s. Those guys in the 90s weren't liked by the old guard of country music because they were changing the sound. And I feel like we're almost to a point, and I'll get to my question here in just a minute. We're kind of in a generation now with you and I that, you know, you probably grew up listening to Hank and Jerry Reed and Charlie Daniels and Johnny Cash, Waylon Willie, and also FGL and Luke Bryan and Eric Church, and maybe some Nelly and Eminem, 50, you know, 3 Days Grace, Korn, yeah, Fall Out Boy. I mean, you talk about all of the influences on, you know, our generation of music in general, not just those that are actually performing. But long-winded question here would be, I guess, what's your influences, and do you think, like, our generation and this generation of country music artists is starting to shift that sound again on what country music is and what it isn't, you know, kind of like they did in the 90s and obviously early 2000s too?
Well, that's a great question. I would say it definitely feels like one of those changing of the guard kind of moments. You know, one thing I'm really enjoying in town is I feel like the songwriting is as good as ever, and there's still a lot of people making sure it has that traditional country songwriting, but then sonically it can sound a little different. You know, I think we grew up at a cool time to where, you know, when we was real, you know, when I was 10 or 12, there was still record shops, and, you know, then here comes the iPod or whatever, and we was at this weird phase, you know, where all the music you heard your mom and daddy listening to, you could go find it, and, you know, you could search anything online, mm-hmm. and we just have so much music available to us that you don't have to go buy a physical record or sit at a shop, you know, so I think we've just been exposed to so many different kinds of music that's why it's all bleeding over, you know. And, you know, I think as long as we keep that songwriting rooted, it ought to be able to sound like whatever it wants to.
Yeah, I agree. And, I mentioned a lot of different artists and bands there. And I'm sure you had a lot of influences, either the same as those or maybe some different others. Do you mix anything into your live show from some of your influences and your favorite artists growing up?
Oh, yeah, 100%. My intro of my show, you know, we were trying to think of some big loud siren-sounding thing to get everybody's attention. So we put the opening lick from Iron Man in there, and then it goes into a Red Baron song.
Okay.
And Champagne in the Morning, or actually Just Like Johnny, the drums on that was recorded by Ozzy's current, like, session drummer.
Really?
So there's a lot of, yeah, so there's a lot of cool stuff, you know. I try to get the best in country, the best in rock for the rock and roll songs. And, you know, if it's a rap song or a pop song, just make sure I'm working with the people that do that so that they do stay feeling genuine. And I can.
Oh, are you still there? Did we lose you?
Doing as I can, you know. It's been really fun for me.
All right, you kind of cut out there at the end, but we'll go on to the next one there. You were kind of
on the bus. We're rolling through Carolina today, man. We must be going through the hollers.
Yeah, well, that was gonna be one of my other questions was, you know, where are you right now? I saw on your tour that you were, you know, in South. You're going to South Carolina. You know, we're talking to you on Wednesday morning. This interview will air at another time, yes, but you're kind of in South Carolina right now. How's the road been for you?
Well, I had a couple months off. I've been working on a couple new albums lately, so I've just been a studio rat, writing every day. And today is our first show back. We've done a few this year, but this is the kickoff of tour. So we got a headliner tonight, and then we'll be out with Old Dominion and Ernest tomorrow and doing that till Halloween. So we've got a fun run ahead of us, man, but I love being on the road. I got the back lounge turned into a studio, and we write every day, and it's a lot of fun for us, man. We try to keep it light and inspiring out here and drink us a little Jack Daniels every now and then. It's a good time.
So you talked about Old Dominion. I don't remember what it was, but I remember them either in an interview or whatever it was. Anyway, basically they had like this pre-show ritual thing they do. Do you have any of those for yourself, or does your band, do you guys always do something in particular?
That's a good question, man. I've toured with a lot of people, and I'd say 80% usually do a circle up, or they got a ritual. But us, we kind of just, it's a little calm. A lot of people laugh because they think it's such a party backstage. But we always laugh and say loud music's our job, so we like to kind of just sit and chill a minute, and then when it's time to go, we flip that switch. So, really, man, just everybody being together and just thanking God for being there and asking Him to help you do your best. You know, we kind of keep it short and sweet. You know, sometimes you got a lot of time, and sometimes you got to get straight out and play, you know, if it's one of them fly-in situations, so we just try to give it all to God and do the best we can, brother.
Well, I'm going to keep it as short and sweet here. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy, man, and everything like that.
Thank you for making time for me today, buddy.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Like you said, music's your job. It's kind of my job, too, but also, you know, talking to folks and learning new music, and I love learning about new artists and different things like that. My last question to everybody I ever talk to, especially whenever they're coming to town.
Yes, sir.
So we let the people of the 618, you know, of Southern Illinois know, if they're going to come to the Red Farron and Parmalee show at the Washington County Fair in Nashville, you can get your tickets at thewashingtoncountyfair.com right now. My last question to every artist that comes through the area, what can we expect from a Red Farron show?
Oh, that's a good question, man. If you come to a Red Farron show, you're going to get some top-notch country songwriting. I pour my heart into that stuff, and yeah, man, we're going to have fun. We're going to feel a little bit and everything in between, and you know, I like to try to keep it pretty well-rounded, but you know, usually if you're opening, your job's to turn it up, so we're going to make sure we get lit and have a good time before Parmalee hops out there.
I talked to Parmalee a couple of weeks ago, and I asked them the same question, because like I said, I asked this to everybody, but I asked them, you know, what can we expect from a Parmalee show, and they, all they said was, damn good time.
Hell yeah. Well, when I first met Tyler and them, they said, hey, man, if you ever open for us, you better make it hard for us to get up there. You just do your job.
I was going
to
say,
I get up there, and I hang it out every time, man, and I just hope folks can see themselves in the music and hope they have a little fun with it.
Absolutely. Red Farron joining us here this morning. Thank you again for the show, and hopefully we'll get to meet you and say howdy and welcome you into Nashville, Illinois, July, whenever you come to town. We appreciate the time this morning, sir.
Of course, man. Thank you for making time, and come on out and see us. It'd be good to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us here this morning. TheWashingtonCountyFair.com to purchase your tickets for Red Farron opening up for Parmalee at the Washington County Fair in Nashville on July 9th. Big Jake here on 94.1 FM WMIX.